This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies, so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at Progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. Let's just remember this time. Let's just remember a woman named Harriet Quimby. Born in 1874 in Arcadia, Michigan, her parents were farmers and the farm failed. Maybe it was their fault, I don't know. But they moved to San Francisco when Harriet's in her early 20s and unmarried and living with her parents because that's what you did then. And let's remember that she wanted to see the world, wanted to live a bigger life. Bigger than the failed farm, bigger than the room in her parents' house. And let's remember that it's 1900 or 1901 or something like that. And just about the only thing that she could do that might open up that world, the only thing that was open to her in 1900-something was to write. Women, some women, were allowed to do that. Even if what Harriet Quimby could write was limited, was corseted. But writing let her travel, and it got her to New York. And she took pictures and wrote for a national magazine. And she wrote screenplays, tales of adventures that she herself would never have. But let's remember an October day out on Long Island. Cool autumn light, breeze off the bay. At Belmont Park where the horses ran, where they run still. But on this day, the field was cleared and the white rails were pulled up. And the infield was turned into a runway for the second International Aviation Exhibition. Planes. Wooden frames and propellers, bicycle tires, rose and banked, and made slow, low circles over the gathered thousands. Let's remember that this is a handful of years after the Wright brothers flew for 12 seconds above the dunes at Kitty Hawk. And the people below were craning and cheering, simply because they got to watch men fly. And Harriet Quimby was with them on the ground. And she went home to file her story. And then she learned to fly. The next year, Harriet Quimby rose 150 feet in the air, circled 5 times, and landed within an acceptable distance from a designated point in the grass, and became the first American woman to get her pilot's license. Let's remember that it's 1910, and women can't vote or be engineers or get divorced or buy effective birth control or... You get all that. But here is Harriet Quimby, flying. Rising above, let's just embrace the obvious metaphor. Let's just see her in the open-air cockpit, not far above the trees, but high enough to see Long Island Sound to her left, and the open sea to her right. Men and women down below, looking up with widened eyes. Let's just remember. Let's remember the life she led thereafter, as a traveling daredevil, a woman among men, becoming the first woman to fly at night, to fly across the English Channel, the first person to fly the length of Mexico City. Someone had to be. Let's note her death, just 2 years later, 1912, a crash, Squanah, Massachusetts. She was flung from the cockpit simply because they hadn't thought to put seatbelts in planes yet. Let's note the fall, and note the fear. But let's remember her flying. Let's just remember her flying.